Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump removes tariffs on several food products as inflation concerns mount. In Pakistan, opposition alliance vows to hold protest for restoration of constitution after passage of controversial 26th and 27th amendments. China urges citizens to avoid visiting Japan over Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's Taiwan remarks. In shooting, Isha Singh clinches bronze medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the World Championship in Cairo. And Stein and Shuttler Lakshya Sen storms into semifinals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan tournament. US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order allowing a range of food products, including coffee, bananas and beef, to escape his sweeping tariffs. The move comes as his administration faces mounting pressure over rising prices. While President Trump previously downplayed concerns about the cost of living, he was focused on the issue since his Republican Party's poor performance in last week's elections. The dozens of products included on the White House list of exemptions range from avocados and tomatoes to coconuts and mangoes. The Trump administration said these goods cannot be produced in sufficient quantities domestically. In another move to address concerns among consumers about grocery prices, the Trump administration said import taxes on coffee and bananas will be lowered as part of trade deals with four Latin American countries. In Pakistan, the opposition alliance Tehreek-e-Tehfooz-e-Ayin-e-Pakistan, TTAP, led by Pakistan's Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, has pledged to hold protests through all democratic means for the restoration of the constitution to its original form after the passage of the controversial 26th and 27th constitutional amendments. The TTAP said that next Friday will be observed as a flag day in Pakistan after judges of the top court in the country stepped down to protest the passage's controversial amendments. According to media reports, the 27th Constitutional Amendment Bill, signed into law by Pakistan President Asif Ali Zardari on Thursday, grants broad new powers to Army Chief General Asim Munir, who will now serve as the Chief of Defence Forces, bringing the Navy and Air Force under his command. The amendment also creates a new Federal Constitutional Court, FCC, with its own Chief Justice appointed by the government. This court will handle constitutional matters, disputes between governments and many petitions previously heard by the Supreme Court. The FCC will now take over key Supreme Court functions, including cases involving fundamental rights. The Chinese government has urged its citizens to avoid visiting Japan as recent remarks by Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi on country's potential involvement in a Taiwan contingency grow into wider diplomatic row. China's foreign ministry said provocative comments by Japan's leader have caused the atmosphere surrounding people-to-people exchanges to deteriorate severely, posing significant risk to the safety of Chinese people in Japan. It also claimed that Japan has become less safe this year, calling on Chinese people who live in Japan to pay attention to the law and order situation in the country and remain vigilant so as not to fall victim to crimes. The travel alert coming after a series of warnings to Japan from the Chinese government appears to be part of Beijing's effort to cast Tokyo as being responsible for heightening bilateral tensions because of its position towards China. Prime Minister Takaichi had told a parliamentary committee session last week that a Chinese military attack on Taiwan could present a survival-threatening situation for Japan, possibly leading it to exercise its right to collective self-defense. Israel returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians to Gaza today, according to officials at the Nasir Hospital in Khan Yunis. This is part of the U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement. The bodies were returned after Hamas handed over the body of one of the last four remaining Israeli hostages taken during the 7th of October 2023 attack that triggered the war in Gaza. Israel identified the body as Meni Godard, who was abducted from Kibbutz Beri in southern Israel. Three hostages are still being held in Gaza. Meanwhile, Hamas returned 20 living hostages to Israel on Thursday. Under the terms of the deal, Israel releases the remains of 15 Palestinians for each hostage returned. So far, 330 bodies of Palestinians have been received, but only 95 have been formally identified, according to Gaza's health ministry. Today, the bodies of 27 unidentified Palestinians were buried in Deir al-Balah. Since the ceasefire began on the 10th of last month, 25 hostages have been returned to Israel. The exchange continues to be a key element of the ceasefire's first phase. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Chileans will head to the polls tomorrow for a pivotal presidential election that pits the governing leftist coalition against a wide field of right-wing contenders in a vote that will also reshape the country's legislature. 8 candidates are in the race, but none are projected to secure the required 50% plus one vote to win outright, making a runoff on 14th of December between the top two contenders highly likely. European Union foreign ministers will discuss next week a proposal for the bloc to take the lead in training 3,000 Palestinian police officers with the aim of later deploying them in Gaza. In a paper produced by the bloc's diplomatic arm, ahead of the gathering of ministers on the 20th of this month, officials outline options for contributing to the implementation of a 20-point plan for Gaza proposed by the U.S. Israel and Palestinian armed group Hamas last month agreed to the first phase of the blueprint, but the implementation of further parts of the deal remains highly uncertain. In the document, the European External Action Service outlined proposals to expand the bloc's two civilian missions in the region, which focus on broader border assistance and supporting the Palestinian authorities' PA policing and justice reforms. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he is considering agreeing to a deal to supply Saudi Arabia with F-35 stealth fighter jets, which are made by Lockheed Martin. The potential sale comes as President Trump plans to host Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the White House next week, when they're expected to sign economic and defense agreements. A Pentagon intelligence report has raised concerns over the potential F-35 deal, warning that China could acquire the aircraft's technology if the sale proceeds. The United Nations has reiterated the urgent need to remove all restrictions on women in Afghanistan, citing a United Nations Development Programme report. UN Secretary General spokesperson Stephane Dujarric said women's rights to work, freedom of movement and access to education must be restored as part of ongoing humanitarian and reconstruction efforts. Dujarric said UNDP also reminds us of the critical need to lift all bans on women, including restoring women's ability to work and to move outside the home as part of humanitarian and recovery operations, not to mention the right of girls to go to school. In shooting, former Asian champion Isha Singh clinched a bronze medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Championship Rifle and Pistol in Cairo, Egypt yesterday. This is the first individual senior world championship medal. Overall, India are in the third position in the medals table with 3 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze medals, behind China with 10 golds and South Korea with 6 golds. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has stormed into the semifinals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan tournament. Paris Olympics 2024 semifinalist Lakshya secured a win over former world champion Lo Kian Yu of Singapore 21-13-21-17 in the quarterfinals yesterday. Lakshya will face world number 13 and 2018 Asian Games bronze medalist Kenta Nishimoto of Japan today for a place in the finals. Lakshya is the sole Indian challenger present in the competition as of now, as the doubles and the women's singles events ended for India on Wednesday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump removes tariffs on several food products as inflation concerns mount. In Pakistan, opposition alliance vows to hold protest for restoration of constitution after passage of controversial 26th and 27th amendments. China urges citizens to avoid visiting Japan over Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's Taiwan remarks. In shooting, Isha Singh clinches bronze medal in women's 25-meter pistol event at the World Championship in Cairo. And star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen storms into the semifinals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.